December is just 1 week old. Black Friday and Cyber Monday have come and gone. So yes, it's that time again. Rewind time. Hey everyone, Jefferson Graham, USA Today, weekend edition of Talking Tech with the Numbers and Highlights edition. Can I hear a drum roll? Okay, how many products did we order from Amazon this year as Prime members? How about 2 billion? And they arrived in a day or two. The number one best-selling item on Amazon was the Fire TV Stick, which sells for $40 and brings streaming video to your television. Maybe that helps explain why TV ratings are going down. Keeping with Amazon, the most binge-watched shows on Amazon Prime were Jack Ryan from the series of novels by Tom Clancy and Homecoming with Julia Roberts, which is based on the popular podcast. The most downloaded Apple iPhone app of the year was YouTube, which has only been around for 13 years. Sense a trend? We love the stream video. The number one trending video of the year on YouTube, To Our Daughter by Kylie Jenner announcing her pregnancy to the world. Music? Drake rules. The hip-hop musician was the most streamed artist of the year on Apple Music and Spotify, generating a record 1 billion streams in his first week for the Scorpion album on Apple and 8 billion streams overall on Spotify. You know, I remember when all you needed to get a gold record was sales of 500,000 albums or 1 million for platinum. Multiply that into 8 billion, why don't you? For the top smartphone apps of the year, Google picked Drops to help learn languages for Android, and Apple selected the art app Procreate Pocket. Other Apple favorites include the Frogopedia science game for iPad and the Sweat workout app for Apple TV. Now, speaking of TV and video, if you're thinking of quitting your day job this year and looking to strike it big in the world of online video, maybe this will inspire you. The number one earner on YouTube this year is 7-year-old Ryan from Ryan Toys Reviews for all those unboxing videos and playing with toys and his own line of toys at Walmart. He and his family will pull in a cool $22 million, according to Forbes. And how was your week? This is Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks, everyone, for listening.